On the phone with us right now is Brad Carger. First of all, comprehensive planning seems to be one of those big projects that every county is in some stage of at this point. It's on some of the committees coming up in Marathon County. Just how far along are you and what do you wish to accomplish?
Well, really what we have is we have a comprehensive plan that was adopted 6 years ago. And what we're trying to do is take a look at it in under the current conditions and update it. We're also a little disappointed in ourselves in that we believe that the plan could have been more long-reaching and more aggressive in terms of trying to shape the future of our land base and our economics and social networks for the next 25 years. The county has adopted, just in the last year, a strategic plan which guides county government for the next 3 to 5 years. What the comprehensive plan looks beyond what just are the contributions of county government, but really all of the major players in our community, and says 25 years from now, where do we want to be? How do a lot of these small plans fit together in a broader context? And it's not just land use. People make that mistake of thinking it's all about land use. That is an important part of it. But it's also about public institutions, transportation, air travel, all kinds of things that are important for future community development.
And it also includes things like what will you need for space and facilities? What will you need for human resources down the road and what?
It does, yeah, and how we're going to use a river. You know, one of the things that I hear people talk about is that, you know, what if what happened in Brokaw happens in Mosinee? You know, where the paper mill closes. Now, I don't think anybody anticipates that's going to happen in the next 3 to 5 years. I think we believe we are beyond that now. But when we start to talk about 25 years out, I don't know if people are clear. I don't think they would know how to know if that's going to happen. But if it does happen, is there anything we can do to prepare ourselves and our community for that transition?
And in preparing, it would be for the people that are displaced from work or maybe an option for the property that would do something else.
Diversification, yeah, you know, take that property and turn it into some other industry, you know, help facilitate a transfer to some newer industry. I think diversification of the economy down in that small community. I think a lot of that's already underway, but I think that, you know, you may want to say that needs to be an important focus. Because paper doesn't seem to be an industry that people are reinvesting in, and we don't honestly know how long that industry would last. So those are the kinds of things that I think this process can stimulate. Even though it won't stimulate many answers, it can stimulate questions that can be worked on for, you know, as days and years go by through the next 25 years.
And if I understand correctly, it would also give you a list of common objectives so that as things happen out there in the real world, you can say, oh, wait a minute, we're getting off of one of our objectives. How are we going to take care of this?
Right. You know, the way I think about it is I think it helps create the future that we want. And then every interim decision we could ask ourselves, does this move us further or closer to the goal that we want? And it's okay if it moves us further away if it's worth it and we know that we did that. But we don't want to just be blindly saying that, you know, we want to end up at this certain population, and now we're making decisions that would actually reduce our population or reduce our industrial capacity. So, you know, if we make a decision and it's not consistent with where we want to end up, we know it's a minor deviation, and at some point we'll get back on track. Or we're going to change our goal.
One of the things that takes a lot of time is getting information, studying the data, figuring out what to do with it.
Right.
And from what I understand, you don't have to get all of that data yourself. For example, your counterpart in Portage County, Patty Dreyer, is using that life report from United Way.
Right.
And apparently that's available here in Marathon County as well.
In fact, we have a very good one there. And there's information available from the university through Extension with regard to industrial development. Unemployment data is available through the state. You know, we've got to look at where the future industry is coming. What are the implications if we're going to move into a more reliance on heavy metal fabrication? What are the implications for the environment? What are the implications for public facilities? What are the implications for workforce development? Things like that. If that's the direction that we seem like we're going, okay, well, then what are the other implications for that? If we also have a economic emphasis on healthcare, okay, what kind of public infrastructure is needed to support those kind of industries?
How far along would you say Marathon County is in its comprehensive plan? Is this the beginning, or
Well, we already have one in place. Really, what we're doing now is putting together a task force to take that and say, okay, we kind of did the bare bones stuff. We complied with all the legal requirements. Now let's take this and make this a more visionary document. Let's update it, and let's say that this is going to be a more clear roadmap for county government and other institutions in our community to understand where it is we want to go as a community and how we think we need to, what we think we need to do to get there.
And if I understand you correctly, you're taking what is a basic plan now and putting a lot more detail and ideas into it so you have more focus.
Really start to think about what's most important around here. And economics are very important because they drive a lot of other things. But also, one of the things we've learned since we did that basic plan was how important the attractiveness of our community is to young professionals is to the economics of our community. Because if we want to get into high-skill service professions, those will only develop, like a Wausau Financial, will only develop in communities where they can attract the kind of talent that they need to perform that work.
And there seems to be more and more of those types of businesses cropping up.
We do.
One, for example, it's highly technical over in the Dudley Tower, too.
Yes, there are a number of small business startups, and also the one that came from Boston. What's the name of that? The Creative Collaborations or something like that?
Yeah, that'd be the one.
Yeah, that there's an example of one that moved to our community.
If people have ideas, suggestions, or input for updating the comprehensive plan, who should they talk to?
Right now, I don't know, because the committee is just going to be authorized today. But once a committee is formed, they plan an inclusive position or process where there will be forums with prepared questions that people can participate in. There will probably be online surveys. So there will be a process for people to participate.
So at this point, keep your eyes open because your chance to speak is coming.
It's coming.
Anything you want to add on that topic?
No, I think that's fine.